At issue is a draft constitution agreed to by ZANU-PF and the two formations of the Movement for Democratic Change in September 2007, and which is now known as the Kariba draft. Mr. Mugabe favors this draft because it would leave his overarching powers intact, while the NDC risks losing a key constituency in civil society if it gives in to Mr. Mugabe's demands. Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai has said that while the Kariba draft was agreed to, he is now firmly committed to a constitutional process this time around in which all Zimbabweans have input. But Mr. Mugabe told the Herald, a pro-ZANU-PF daily, that Parliament would not adopt any constitution other than the Kariba draft, even if most Zimbabweans opt for something different. A two-thirds majority in Parliament will be needed to adopt a new constitution. Constitutional lawyer Derek Matichek says civil rights activists, including the Zimbabwe Congress of Trades Unions, share his fears that Mr. Mugabe will stop any new constitution which limits the powers of the presidency.
Any constitutional changes require a two-thirds majority in Parliament, and the MDC doesn't have a two-thirds majority in Parliament. That means for the constitution to be changed, there'll need to be ZANU-PF support when the amendments come before Parliament. What is likely to happen is that before we even reach that stage, the MDC will say, what kind of constitution can we put to the people in a referendum that ZANU-PF will agree to when it comes to Parliament? So there's likely to be a political compromise before the document even goes to the public for a referendum.
Matichek, other lawyers and civil rights activists agree that the MDC has already made compromises on major issues since it was sworn into the unity government in February.
I've yet to find a compromise that the MDC doesn't find acceptable. They always seem to be prepared to accept what ZANU-PF puts in front of them. And this is the fear of the civics, is that the MDC will come up with a similar kind of compromise which leaves Mugabe's powers pretty much as they are.
ZANU-PF holds its Congress in December to elect officers. Most political analysts believe that Mr. Mugabe will remain on as president of the party and ensure that the ZANU-PF hierarchy will continue. They say this means that any ZANU-PF reformers who believe a new constitution is above party political interests will be overruled by the majority of ZANU-PF officers who depend on Mr. Mugabe for political survival. Peter Thornycroft for VOA News, Harare.